Talkingtruth.com.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. You getting ready to vote? Have you decided who you're voting for? Are you sick of those robocalls? I have to say, I've gotten a few of them. Are you tired of watching the campaign ads that seem in an endless loop over and over again when you're just trying to see the ball game? They're going to go away, trust me. And so are some of the politicians, but how many and who goes, that's the mystery that we'll unravel the next time we meet on the very next show. It's interesting because what we've seen could lead to the debacle of historic proportions, they're calling it, for the Democrats. Is this prediction of doom and gloom, however, for the donkeys? Monkey! Remember the, I'm thinking of Shrek. I can't do it very well. But is that really what's going to happen? You look at it this way, a 60-seat gain on the Republican side of the ledger in the House, they say, is very possible. And a 6-to-8-seat gain for the GOP in the Senate is also likely. Really? It would be a catastrophe, I think, of epic proportions for the Democrats. Bye-bye Nancy Pelosi, because she would no longer be the Speaker of the House. Oh, a little tear has just formed in the corner of my eye. The gap in the generic ballot between both parties hasn't been greater since the post-Watergate era. Wow! The poll that was recently taken shows that by 55% to 40, that's a big margin, shows that the likely voters, that means you and me, say they prefer to elect a Republican over a Democrat. All right, what's interesting, too, is going to be who goes out and votes, meaning how big are the numbers? Traditionally, it's 40% of the country votes. Wouldn't it be nice to see that be rocked to about 50%? That's wishful thinking. 45% would still be a pretty big move. It'd be a shock if the Republicans didn't do well. But there's no guarantees, and just because the people who were polled say they're going to do one thing, maybe they don't even go and vote. Maybe that doesn't happen, right? And pretty much all the polls I looked at, because I made sure I crunched them all, are all saying that it's going to be the Republicans. It's going to be the Republicans. The president's job approval rating dropped 2 points in the past month. We know that. It's at 45%, according to the NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, anyway. And that can kind of be different in every single poll. Real Clear Politics says that 67 seats are possible on the Republican side of things in the House. They analyzed a lot of the poll results and crunched the numbers, and that's what they spit out in the end. So there are polls stretched from California all the way to New York. I think the key thing here is what happens in these tight races. Barbara Boxer, the senator from California, the longtime Democratic incumbent, has a lead over Hewlett-Packard CEO, former CEO, Carly Fiorina in California, but it's just 2 points. If that holds up, that still is a lot closer than I would think the Boxer people would want it to be. That's the same in Nevada with Senator Harry Reid for the Democrats and Sharon Engel representing the Republicans. Rand Paul in Kentucky looks like he's gaining more momentum and has a little bit more of an edge over the Democratic challenger for Senate there. In fact, it's the points have now doubled. I think he's up to, I want to say he's up to 8 points over Conway. I say I think because you look at these different polls and they all say something just a little bit different. They skew it a point or two different. But what about the Hispanic vote, which couldn't be bigger if you think of the situation with the illegals and how that's dealt with when you think of the talk about the anchor babies and doing away with the birthright citizenship thing, and really the 14th Amendment would be wrapped into that. But apparently the Republicans might have surprised a few people as they've made some inroads with Hispanics. There's Marco Rubio, of course, of Florida, who's expected to win that election to the Senate pretty easily, pretty handily, even though there were two others in that race, including the governor, Charlie Crist, who ran on an independent label so that he could be in the middle of that. New Mexico's attorney, General Susana Martinez, will probably become the first Latino governor in New Mexico. Then you've got the former federal judge, Brian Sandoval, who will probably become Nevada's first Hispanic governor. So Hispanic Republicans could win three or more seats in the House. That's up considerably than it has been in the past. So it's not necessarily that all the Hispanics who are running and all the Hispanics who vote will only vote for a Democrat. All right, this is very, very big in Arizona, speaking of the Hispanic vote. Of course, the immigration issue and the challenges we know that have happened in that state, with Jan Brewer being the governor, sort of open season on the governor over the immigration issue, and she has absolutely fought back. The U.S. and Arizona are going to face off in an appeals court over that immigration law. Here's what the governor had to say.
The bottom line is that we need more help, we need more support, and the federal government needs to do their job so that Arizona doesn't have to. Made it perfectly clear what Arizona is facing, and am hopeful that they will rule accordingly.
You know, 11 states filed briefs saying, attaboy, in other words, support for Arizona, and even 11 cities, Mexico and 9 Latin American countries filed documents in support of the federal government. This was all before a hearing on the constitutionality of that measure that began at the U.S. Court of Appeals in San Francisco. And the measure, we know, Arizona should be prevented, or should it, from enacting a law requiring the cops to determine the immigration status of those people who are stopped for questioning. The Justice Department saying that the U.S. District Judge in Phoenix acted within her discretion when she ruled in July that the state really couldn't require police to determine if, yo, that guy over there that I pulled over for the busted light is legally or illegally in the country. So we'll see where this goes. And you heard Brewer say, we've had a lot of help, but we need a lot of help. And it's amazing the amount of money to fight this case they've gotten from people just sending in fives and tens and whatever change they have in their pocket, that has really, really added up. And you think of the government going after Arizona and you think, wow, how much money is being shelled out here? And the answer to that, a whole lot of money. That's where some of your taxpayer money is going. And the case is the United States of America versus the state of Arizona. It's being, of course, heard at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco. Meet me on the flip side, crazy doings in Minnesota.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Vadini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 1st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,359.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,394.85, $697.43 for a half ounce, or $348.71 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,349.85, $697.43, or $348.71.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a 1-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
All right, will it be a tsunami, a GOP kind of tsunami that hits the Capitol when all the votes are counted? Who knows? But the buzz certainly across the land appears to be that that's exactly what is going to happen. And if we're handicapping it, and I have to tell you what I think, I'm talking 240 probably. I'm being conservative on my guesstimate because some people are saying 275, 280, crazy numbers. And I still think it's probably going to be closer to 240, 250. However, I do think there's going to be a change. And part of the reason is because of, I mean, really, honestly, the biggest reason is misinformation about all kinds of things that are happening and flat out not wanting to see taxes raised when every time people turn around in the middle class, and it's really the middle class, every time they turn around, they're getting nickel and dimed to death. And when you're unemployed, when the prospects look bleak, when you're barely making the mortgage, and no one really cares, they don't care, they want to hear why you can't pay that one little old credit card you had and you had to get, or whatever your excuse is. It's all about give me the money, show me the money. And when people get squeezed, and then they see that the people who represent them in the House haven't really been there for some of the votes, went in a different direction that ended up be costly for you, yeah, that's when people, I think, really start to change their minds. And maybe enough people have changed their minds, and that's why we're going to see this big wave. Well, you probably saw a tsunami fly over Minneapolis earlier in the day, because it's so crazy. It was only 4 weeks ago. Imagine this. It's like the best looking most financially secure, smartest guy in the room, begs you to marry him. And he, what does that song go? Put a ring on it? He puts a ring on it. And then he suddenly disappears. He disappears and it was all an illusion and it goes away. So the people of Minneapolis might feel like a little bit like Cinderella who got jilted for real. 4 weeks ago, Randy Moss talked about going to Minnesota, how excited he was. He couldn't wait to get back to wear the purple jerseys. He couldn't wait to be 84 again. And now he's 84 no more. He went into a rant after a loss at New England. Moss says that he tried to give the coach, Brad Childress, a lot of information on the Patriots because he had just come from the Patriots. Vikings players had no idea what hit them, that's the tsunami part, when their coach informed them during a team meeting that Randy Moss had been released. Brad Childress only said the decision was based on what we thought was in the best interest of the Vikings. We wish Randy the best as he moves forward in his career, but we had to show him the door. So they waived the 6-time Pro Bowler less than a month after they picked him up from the Patriots for a 3rd-round draft pick. There's all kinds of speculation as to where Moss will end up when he gets thrown on the wire. Wow. You know, he was fined $25,000 last week for failing to cooperate with the media and make himself regularly available for interviews. So, in other words, he wasn't stepping up to the podium. He did step up to the podium after Sunday's game, but he said he wouldn't take any questions. And then he talked about how much he admired Coach Bill Belichick and his former team, and he criticized the Vikings for not paying enough attention to his advice running up to the game because he knew the Patriots. So that was the end of that. Now he's on the wire, and you can bet there's some teams that would love to get their hands on him, and I think they will. And the Patriots aren't saying anything. Now, claiming priority is based on inverse order of the current standings. Inverse order. So the Patriots, who lead the league at 6-1, would be last. And there are a lot of teams, I think, that will really try to grab at him. And he's not going to be sitting around playing video games, that's for sure. So anyway, the team was shocked, like I said. Here's linebacker, Viking linebacker, Ben Lieber.
I was shocked by it a little bit. But again, I think it was it's something that we have to stand behind. I mean, we're not going to let it be a distraction or anything like that. So he came in and he had a voice, and I think everybody was willing to listen based on you know, his credibility and his reputation. So he definitely came in and tried to, you know, let his voice be heard. And I think it was just wow, just because it sounded like it was unprompted and it sounded like he wanted to get some stuff off his chest. And, you know, he certainly has every right to do that, but, you know, I don't think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, well, apparently not, because he's gone. That would be kind of a shock. You know, you're just trying to play him out and trying to make something happen. Then you go in the locker room, and ultimately there's that announcement. You're called for a team meeting, and it's like, whew, your history. Of course, Matt Johnson has his eye on this, and so do his friends, as they are huge Vikings fans. And I have to say, Matt, of all my years of covering football, this is one of the strangest stories I've ever heard of.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, I'm not going to lie. And it, for some reason, the in-season turmoil, and maybe it's just my short memory, but it seems to always happen with the Vikings. I mean, we've got this crazy Moss deal going on. We had the Love Boat scandal before. We've had crazy stuff with Dennis Green getting fired in the middle of the season and him trying to buy a part of the team. It's just, for me, there's a lot of in-season turmoil that seems to happen with the Vikings.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And not good. Not good when your team is sitting where it's sitting. Brad Childress, what was going on there? What were you thinking? Really, did he go this alone? I can't believe it. It's just a kind of crazy thing. Childress said he didn't regard Moss's remarks as incendiary. The closest he came to criticizing him was acknowledging that he could have caught a pass that was incomplete in the end zone while the Patriots were called for pass interference. So he just tried to kind of duck and run for cover. And this is something Minnesota doesn't need anyway. When you're trying to claw your way back and you really have your back against the wall, it's not good. I mean, they're going to play the string out, and who knows if Childress is there. Does he get the boot at the end of the year? I'm going to say yes, unless some amazing miracle turnaround happens. And this was a bungle. There's no question about it. I mean, beyond a bungle, I can't even do it justice. Like Matt said, it is crazy. I think my description of a tsunami slamming into Minneapolis is accurate. All of a sudden, you know, you're a football fan. You're suffering through this season where it's the woulda, coulda, shouldas. You don't know what's going to happen with Brett Favre. You get into your car, you turn on the local sports radio station, and back and forth you're trying to catch up to the story because you just got out of the shower, threw on your clothes, and, of course, ran to the car to get to work. And then you understand after more of the back and forth and the ranting and raving and then taking calls, Randy Moss is gone. He's history, and you must think you're stuck in a time machine. That can't be. He hasn't even been there that long. What possibly could have happened to make them pull the string on him? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So the Vikings are probably going to stay and end up on the bottom of the heap, just like the Dallas Cowboys and a couple of other teams. Don't forget to go out and vote. The vote does count, and you'll feel like you're doing something that matters. Because never forget, it's about we the people. And who are we the people? It's the people that we represent or that we pick to represent us on the Hill. So you do matter. If you got more involved in the choice of who represents you in Congress, who your senator is, it could make an incredible turnaround in your own neighborhoods. Because you're paying attention to what's happening. You're paying attention to what's being voted on. And you're paying attention to who's levying that vote on your behalf. Because certainly we can't all go to the Capitol. That's why you have representation. That's why that's what this country was founded on. And when you see how they vote in other countries, you take a deep breath, and I think you smile with lots of pride. That's why it's a shame more people don't go and vote. I honestly think they need to make it a national holiday. What do you think? Send it to me. Throw in your 2 cents at americatonight.net.
Vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas
when you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money guarantee when you buy the Edge at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio
starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hello from eFoods Direct. The end of October is around the corner and there's no shortage of frightening news these days. Global financial meltdown, saber rattling with Iran and other nations, worldwide drought and food shortages, more than 40 million Americans on food stamps and tens of millions unemployed. Have eFoods Direct help ease your fears this fall season with free shipping on all orders placed between now and November 1st. Every dollar you spend will buy food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping throughout the continental United States. When you have a supply of delicious, nutritious food from eFoods Direct, your future is fearless and the shipping is free. That's free shipping on all eFoods Direct food products. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
A bunch in For Your Health here on America Tonight. The obesity numbers are off the charts, and the concern is about diabetes. So what to do? Everybody wants the miracle skinny pill, and you know it would sell millions and millions of dollars if there was the surefire thing. But you have to sort of forget that, push that out of your mind, and I think it's more about the moderation aspect of what you're doing and what you're eating. But who knows better than that? And Yvonne Sanders, she's told us about this before. She's a weight loss consultant. We've had her on the show many, many times in the past. And, boy, we just got through a really rough, I call it a holiday, the whole Halloween thing, because you probably are surrounded by all kinds of candy, and it's got to be very, very tempting. Yvonne, Halloween is tough for kids, isn't it? It's tough for adults, too. And that's a very fattening time of year, I think, right?
It is. You know, it's only my second Halloween here in America after moving from the UK.
Oh.
And we have got bowls of candy, seriously, sat on our kitchen worktop, and I'm thinking, what are we going to do with it? It is crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. But actually, there's some, you know, I know this is bad to say this, but you know this too, because you break down, you're a food expert, really, with everything that you've gone through, because you lost 60 pounds, you've kept it off forever and a day. So when you look at the Halloween candy, there are a few things that aren't as bad as the others. Like, somebody told me the other day that actually if you had a little bit of candy corn, not the whole bag, not, you know, ridiculous amounts of it, but candy corn is the lesser of some of the evils, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually with any of it, you know, rather than feel completely deprived, because, you know, if I said to myself, I can't have any of it, I'd just go crazy and I'd eat the whole bowl. Whereas if I think, okay, I'm going to pull out my few favourite bits and put those aside and then do whatever with the rest, you know, donate them to the troops or whatever, then, you know, you're in control of it. It's when you're out of control that it's dangerous. But a few bits really isn't going to hurt in the scheme of day, you know?
Yeah. Is that part of the problem that we just, it's like a mental thing kind of too, because you're battling in your brain, I want this pizza, I want this, I want that, I can't have it. And does that happen? Is that when you really start to lose the battle because you become fixated on the food too much?
Yeah, sometimes. And some weight loss things are so unrealistic because they ban this and they ban that and you can't have this. So you feel deprived, so it's not something you can live with long term, and therefore you don't continue. So what you need is a way of eating that's going to allow you to have those things in moderation that you want, so that you're not thinking, I can't have. Because as soon as you think, I can't have, you want it more than anything.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth. And I think there's also subliminal messages, too, you know, because I was thinking about this with Halloween. When you watch television, I don't care, even if we, you know, a lot of us, you have the DVRs and whatnot, still you end up going through, and the commercials know it. They do it to seduce us with the food. And whether you're watching adult shows, primetime TV, or you have kids and you're watching cartoons, it's unbelievable what they do with kids, especially like with cereal and the way they package things. And there's something about that. It's got to be difficult when you go to the grocery store, not just yourself, but it's got to be difficult when you have kids and go to the grocery store, because don't they know the names of these cereals and stuff, right?
Absolutely, and I'm always being asked how I navigate my way around the grocery store with the kids, because I've got a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old. And so my kind of top tip there is to get them involved in the planning process, you know, the writing of the grocery list before you go. Get them working through the cupboard with you, making the list with you, taking responsibility for the list in the grocery store. And then I kind of take quite a tough stance. If it's not on the list, then it's not going in the cart. And I find it works, you know, because they're involved the whole way through. It's not always that easy, though, is it?
No, but I'm sure it's not that easy. Is it when you have children, like you said, 9 and 3, is there also, because I know people that have struck out where they don't want their kids to eat anything other than tofu and vegetables. And so then the kid, I've seen this a couple of times with my cousin's children, where they become candy freaks. And the kids are thin, but the kids are, when the mother and father aren't there, they are eating like they have never seen food before. That can backfire, right?
It can, yeah, which is why, you know, the advice would be to give your kids, you know, a balance of everything so that they don't feel deprived of some things and then rebel against it in later life. I remember when I was a kid, and it's a completely different thing to food, but, you know, my parents would always let me have a little bit of alcohol. So there was no mystery around alcohol. So it wasn't when I got into my teenage years that I rebelled and went crazy with alcohol. It was something that was, you know, kind of not a forbidden. So it was okay. I was chilled with it. And it's the same with food, really.
Yeah, I agree with you. I had the same thing, too, with alcohol. It was introduced to me as well, and so it was never a big deal. I didn't have that sneaking around thing or have the problems with it that I saw with some of the other kids I grew up with.
Yeah.
When we're coming into the season, because we just talked about Halloween, and now, of course, you have Thanksgiving, and then you have Christmas, and this is a really tough time. People can pack on pounds during this time of the year, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's so easy for people to put on 10 or 15 pounds.
Ooh.
But it doesn't have to be that way. And if, you know, if people do, then of course come January, which is the biggest time that we all start on our next weight loss program, then you've got an even bigger mountain to climb. So I would just say to everyone, don't delay. Don't think that you can't get through the holidays without losing weight. You know, you can lose weight through the holidays. We've had many, many members who lose weight through the holidays. You know, you can start on something now. It's not too late. And you can still have a great time. You don't have to go through the holidays eating celery sticks and salad. You can still have a great time and lose weight. But don't leave it until January.
What do you tell people? Okay, so you know, traditionally you'd have a turkey would be a thing that would be around, and mashed potatoes and corn and stuffing and cranberries and pumpkin pies and all that kind of stuff. What do you tell people that they can eat? Is it that moderation thing? What should they do?
It's a quite interesting that we're talking about this tonight, because I've been running my dream world group in Frisco, and we've actually been starting talking about Thanksgiving, and tonight we were talking about the meal, the turkey meal. And so we worked through the whole meal with the mashed potatoes and the sweet potato salad and the pumpkin pie, and just talked about how we could make it more weight loss friendly, because it's not about cutting the portions down so that you're hungry, and it's not about, like we've already talked about, not having it at all so that you want it more than anything. It's just about making some smart switches. So, for example, with the mashed potato, rather than piling in loads and loads of butter and cream and stuff, you know, we shared some different tips on how to make them taste equally delicious, but without adding extra oil and fat and sugar, because it's the extra oil, fat and sugar that you add to food that's going to help you put the weight on.
Yeah, so that's great tips there for sure. And then also, too, isn't it about, you know, you're talking a lot about the food and stuff, but what about the moving around? Do you tell people just walk, just do something, just anything to kind of get a little exercise?
Absolutely. Becoming active as well as making great eating choices is absolutely the way to go, because it will help you tone up as you lose weight and also maintain your weight loss. So just being active whenever you can, you know, on Thanksgiving Day when the turkey's in the oven, get out in the yard and kick a ball around, go for a walk. You know, whatever you can do, take the stairs rather than the elevator. Every little step counts. And, you know, making one good decision about activity will help lead to another, and so it will go on. So becoming active is such a big part of it, too.
Yeah. What about a thing that we hear a lot? I always wondered if this was, I don't think it's a myth, but I wondered how tough it is for people to do. The thing about drinking a lot of water, because does the water fill you up, really?
Yeah, water can fill you up. Water isn't essential for weight loss, but it's great for your health. So we would advised to go with the government guidelines on drinking water, absolutely, because it's really good for your health. And it does fill you up. So, you know, drinking water with meals, drinking water before meals, it all helps to fill you up, and therefore you eat less.
Yeah. How scary is it when we see these statistics, like about obesity now? Let's just take in this country, and of course, because now you're here in this country, you see it, and they're talking about diabetes. That's frightening to me. And I would think more than ever, you are hoping, not just so much even from a business perspective, because this is something that you care about since you lost 60 pounds about a decade ago. How scary is it when you see these really big kids, the childhood obesity epidemic, and people too?
It really scares me, Kate, because I just worry for each individual child, you know, and what their future's going to hold for them. And there are next, you know, you worry about generations to come and generations to come and generations to come and how that's going to go. It just really scares me. And what kind of frustrates me is how everyone's trying to blame everyone else.
Yeah.
But no one's really doing anything to get it sorted, which is why we offer free membership. You know, someone has to do something. So we offer free membership to 11 to 15 who come to our groups with their parents. But, you know, it's fast food restaurants being blamed, it's schools being blamed, everyone's being blamed. No one's looking really at what we can do to solve this problem. You know, Michelle Obama, she's doing a great job with her campaign, anything that can be done to raise awareness. Jamie Oliver did a great job with the school dinner program that was on recently, well, earlier on this year. Anything that can be done to raise awareness to this problem is good, because it's just scary. It's just scary where that's going to lead.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Slimming World, how's it going?
Really well. We just came back from the UK with our visas renewed. So we have been given another 3 years to get Slimming World going in the US, which is fantastic news. We're looking to open up many more locations in Dallas in January, just in time for everyone to lose weight for their New Year's resolution. And then who knows what next year will bring. We're hoping to launch in every state in America, maybe all next year, but certainly in the future. So it's very exciting. We're helping people lose weight, and we're helping create jobs. So we're very excited about where we're going.
Yeah, that's a good combination. So check out slimmingworldusa.com. Yvonne Sanders, thanks so much for coming on ATN.
You're welcome.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Arab Emirates, and in England, they found two packages. Remember, we talked about this with PETN, the same explosives the underwear bomber was using. Now, the bombs were headed for synagogues, supposedly, in Chicago. The bomb maker, who's linked to these packages, is believed to be an Al-Qaeda operative who's been on the most wanted list in Saudi Arabia for a few years. Terror expert Jeff Atticott joins us on America Tonight. Always a pleasure to welcome him to the show. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good, Jeff. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. We know you are a busy guy, so we always like to get your two cents on what's happening, especially when it comes to the world of terror, obviously. What worries you the most about this latest thwarted attempt? The fact that it was pure chance that the packages were found, or the bomb maker was once in custody and wiggled free?
Well, it's really a reminder that this war on terror with radical Islam and Al-Qaeda is far, far from over, and they're figuring out new ways to attack us, and we protect in one area, and they strike or attempt to strike in another area. They're reconstituting in Yemen. They're reconstituting in western Pakistan, as we know, and they're getting stronger and stronger, and once you have a state that provides them with the swamp to breed in, so to speak, they become much more dangerous, and that's what's happening in Yemen. That's what's happening in Sudan to a degree. That's what's happening in the failed state of Somalia, western Pakistan, Algeria, and they are regaining strength. The last 2 years, we've had more attempted attacks, more successful attacks by Al-Qaeda either directly from the hand of Osama bin Laden or people that have been inspired by radical jihad. So it's a growing threat.
I understand that PETN is kind of like nitroglycerin. How potent is it?
Well, yeah, the packages that they had, we're still getting information exactly how they were detected. And in fact, there's a recent report just today that one of the packages apparently associated with this guy was mailed to President Sarkozy in France. In fact, one person in a processing center, one of the bombs went off and he's been injured. So it's a very lethal substance that can be used and has been used in the past. If it's going to be aboard an aircraft, it's targeted to punch a hole through the skin of the aircraft so that the plane, you know, doesn't explode in one gigantic explosion, but it widens the gap and then the plane goes down. But the magnitude of what we have before us, we've got in this country alone, we've got 130 million cars go through or across our borders every year. About 12 million trucks, 2 million freight cars from trains. There's about 8 million maritime containers, and we have 3,700 terminals here. The massive amount of commerce that's handled in the United States and other countries around the world suggests that we certainly cannot secure every single one of these and be 100% foolproof.
Yeah, that was my question. We talk about the planes and security and shipping, and you just gave all the statistics. It makes you wonder, can you possibly try to plug up all those gaps? I think, if anything, at least it's a red flag that, okay, we really need to maybe change a few things. Maybe there's a way we can fill in the gaps, you think?
Yeah, I mean, one of the most troubling things is that a bomb in a package could be put aboard a passenger airline that's carrying people. Now, they check our shoes and, see that we flossed our teeth and everything else, but about 60% of the packages in the aircraft, between 50 and 60%, are never checked. So you could have a 100-pound package that's in the airplane that you're flying in that is unchecked, and that's a recipe for disaster. We need to have a better way to at least protect passengers on airlines. And we need to stop this nonsense with UPS and FedEx where you can track your package anywhere in the world from point to point to point because the bad guys know where the bomb is going to be and then they can get sophisticated timing devices or activation devices to set the bomb off. I don't need to know that my package went to Karachi to here to there to the general public. And that's, that's another thing we can do to fix the issue. But it's a matter of really pushing this out and taking the offensive instead of the defensive to drain the swamps where these people breed. And Yemen is becoming one of those swamps. We've got to make a concerted effort to go in after these individuals in their training camps and flush them out.
Yeah, and speaking of that, in Yemen, last time that we talked, you were mentioning just what a hornet's nest that is. Do you think that there'd be any way more troops could perhaps be on the ground? They'd cooperate a little bit more, maybe some more airstrikes. Would that help?
Well, there's an article coming out in the Washington, the Wall Street Journal, rather, in a day or two. And what's happening right now is that we do have Green Berets on the ground in Yemen that are doing training, and we are going to be shifting some of those forces over to our CIA to assist in targeting some of these radical Islamic extremists in Yemen. And, of course, the Obama policy, rather, is to, use drones, use special operations forces, try to kill the bees around the beehive. I'm all for that, but I would much rather see this administration concentrate on crushing the beehive.
Yeah. And you could talk about crushing the beehive. Yemen and, wouldn't you say, Pakistan, too, same thing?
Yeah, Western Pakistan is, we are setting ourselves up for a military defeat. The president's announced we're leaving next year, and, the politics are coming in 2012, and the president has not defined victory, and the president has increased our forces to a coalition force now of 100,000 soldiers. When you start to pull those forces out, the narrative by Al-Qaeda is going to be that we drove you out. There's actually only 100 Al-Qaeda fighters, probably 100 to 200, in Afghanistan. They're not in Afghanistan. The folks that slaughtered us on 9/11 are in Western Pakistan. The president is using drones to try to pick off onesies and twosies in Western Pakistan, but that's not going to achieve victory.
Yeah. You mentioned it talking about how crazy it is with we take off, because of Richard Reid, we take off our shoes and, making the comment about they see if we've lost our teeth. It's gotten so ridiculous. Now there's this thing about the enhanced pat downs, and there was a CNN, I think she was a producer, that got pulled aside. And, you know, we all kind of brushed off. She gets pulled aside, and she sees what it's actually really like. And they touch your, you know, she had an underwire bra on, and that's what set the thing off. And so then apparently this enhanced pat down, it's almost like you're being frisked, like you had drugs if the police stopped you. What does this accomplish? I don't understand.
Well, it's, if you go to Colombia, it's the same process. They divide all the males and females. There's a long table. There are military police and active duty police there, and they pat down everybody. They visually inspect every single package and bag that goes on the plane, which I suppose is, you know, that's part of the new normal. What I object to is, you know, what's going on underneath the aircraft when you're not checking half of the cargo. I mean, that's the real Achilles heel in all this.
Right, if we're going to go through that, then why are there so many holes in the other parts of the security? Do you think, too, it seems like often when we're talking, I think this is the scariest part to me, and I've talked to people who've worked at the Philadelphia airport and the same thing in Newark, that they say it's ridiculous behind the scenes how somebody can get a job with the airlines, you know, whether it's in cargo or whatever, and they have access to these areas all over the airport. I think that's where we're going to start to see more things happen. We've already seen some close calls there. Do you think that's also another security problem?
Yeah, I mean, Zazi, who was the individual that was going to bomb the New York subways last year, he worked for the airlines out there in Colorado. There's a lot of individuals that aren't properly screened. We can do a much better job of communicating with each other in law enforcement, in the Department of Homeland Security, but we've had a tremendous problem with this administration from the very get-go. As you know, Janet Napolitano, her first decree was we got to watch out for right-wing extremists, ignoring the huge problem in front of us, which is radical Islam. And then she wanted to change the terminology, and the president wanted to do away with war on terror. So they really kind of stuck their heads in the sand, and we lost about a year and a half until we had so many terrorist incidents and attacks. They finally had to pop their head out of the sand and say, well, I guess we better do our job now. So we've been behind the eight ball, in my opinion, for about a year and a half, and they're now just starting to get it. Why? Because reality has finally forced them to get it. And so in terms of national security, I give them a D-.
Yeah, there you go. I think I would agree on that grade. Hey, last one. You know, you and I have talked about Gitmo before. I guess it's Gitmo just stands as is, and all the nonsense about Eric Holder, the attorney general, talking about, oh, we've got to move the trials over to our courts. We've got to find a way to do this. You think that's just all ice for now?
Yeah, I mean, this is part of their ideological bent on day one. They wanted to close down Gitmo, pre-9/11 mentality. We're going to take these guys and try them in federal district court. They halted military commissions. If they hadn't halted military commissions, we probably had about 20 of them tried by now. I just gave a lecture to the Office of Military Commissions in Washington, D.C. 2 days ago, and the Obama administration finally restarted the military commissions. They've actually convicted 2 already by military commission. They've got about 60 more that are standing in line to be tried by military commission. So I think they've finally grown up and you know, realized that military commissions are the tool to use against these enemy combatants.
Yeah, I agree. Jeff, always nice to have you on the show. Thanks so much once again, Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert. Thanks.
Thanks, Kate. My pleasure.